he broke a tackle, and that's what happened. Good things happen when you can do that. If you're the defense, you always want to wrap up that ball carrier, not let him free. And Bowles was able to escape that first initial surge and got up into the backfield. There was only two guys left. It was Zaleski and the kicker. They're the only two left. So good return by him. He gets it back to his own 35, and we'll see if Lakers has responded, come up with a different game plan, and looks like they're going back to where they started here.
In the double wing, pitch out to the right to Zach Kretschmer. He gets out for about 1 yard, and then Sandin Cathrell comes in and just absolutely demolishes him at the end of that play. A hard fought, 1, maybe 2 yards. Second down, 8 to go for Lakers at their own 37-yard line.
And those plays just take so long to develop, and a guy with great instincts like Sandin Cathrell has, even though he's way back 20 yards behind the snap sometimes, he is able to come at full speed and get to the end where Zach Kretschmer is getting to, and he's able to plow right through him with a full head of speed and make that tackle. That's where the Lakers' offensive line is really suffering. They were sealing the ends and allowing some plays around the edges, but that play didn't work so good.
Zach Kretschmer with another carry gets out across the 40 and now to the 41-yard line where he's forced out of bounds on the near sideline. This is Noah Zaleski with another tackle. This one's out for 5 yards. Third down and manageable now. Looks like about 4 yards to go for the Lakers at their own 41-yard line.
That time they sealed the edge. The backs got around the edge and picked up one linebacker, then the other, and it took the third one, Noah Zaleski, to come all the way over to this side of the field and make that tackle. That's how the blocking scheme Coach Verberg wants to see. Everybody pick up a man. We can get 3, 4, 5 yards of play, and that time they did a pretty good job doing that. Third down and 5 for Lakers.
According to the spot, actually out of the 41, that looks like about 4 yards to go. Going to the I formation, receiver wide to the right, JT Warren.
We'll go with 4.5 yards.
Yeah, 4.5, yeah, to each their own. Hand off to the third man, Zach Kretschmer, and he is wrapped up by number 44, Alex Perry, for a loss of a yard on the play. Now a 4th and 5 as Lakers can get absolutely nothing past this front line of Cass City.
They go to the long extended eye. 3 running backs right behind the quarterback in a line. They hand it to the last one, Zach Kretschmer, and he goes nowhere. By the time he gets to the line of scrimmage, he's already wrapped up, and Alex Perry somehow, again, finds his way into the backfield for his 5th tackle for a loss, and it's the punting unit coming on the field for Lakers.
Nobody deep for Cass City as Anthony Sheridan stands his own 30-yard line. The booming punt bounces at the 29-yard line, takes a huge Laker bounce inside the 20. Then comes to rest at the 17-yard line, brought in by number 26, Ethan Wisner, the freshman. So Cass City will start with a 32-point lead at their own 17-yard line with 10:14 left in the third quarter.
And that's the right call by the Cass City defense. As much as you'd like to set up that return and really get some field position battle there, you just don't want them to pull a fake on you. They are wearing green and white uniforms. That is something that they're capable of doing. So you've got to be able to – you don't want them to get that sort of momentum and get back into this game. So allow them to punt it back, no return, safely done, and bring that high-powered offense back on the field. We'll see if they stayed hot after that long halftime break.
From the 17-yard line, Sandin Cathrell around the right side. He has open run. He's grinned to the midfield, down to the 40, and finally wrapped up by number 17 for Lakers, Mason Williams, deep into the across the 40-yard line and finally down to the 38-yard line from the 17-yard line into Laker territory at the 38.
Wow, another huge play for the Red Hawk offense as they take it again. They flip the fields already. And it's, about 45 yards?
45 yards, that's the official term.
Around the right side. Fernald at quarterback, so Cathrell takes that last left-hand spot in the backfield. It's around the right side, just like they do with the wing tee, and there are nobody there to seal the edges.
Hand off to Alex Perry, number 44, across the 35, across the 30, and finally brought down at the 29. Tackle made by J.T. Warren for Lakers after a 9-yard gain. For the Cass City Redhawks, 9:49 left in this third quarter, 32-0 Cass City.
Dalton Horetzky in the area as well, but it's too late. Those are your defensive backs making tackles. Your front guys are making tackles, tackling them the wrong direction. That's an easy 8, maybe 9 yards on that carry for Alex Perry.
Second down, a yard to go, and it's a handoff to Hayden Horn. He has the first down. He breaks free of another tackle. He's inside the 10 and finally brought down at the 7-yard line by J.T. Warren once again. From the 29 down to the 8-yard line, a 21-yard pickup for Hayden Horn and the Cass City Redhawks.
Yet another missed tackle for the Lakers. Dalton Horetzky has him in his sights, and Hayden Horn just levels right over him, leaves him laying on the ground, and continues to roll straight ahead. Another big gain for this Cass City offense, and they're all of a sudden, doesn't take long, they're inside the 10 looking to score.
First and goal is a handoff from Fernald to Cathrell, and Cathrell is in for yet another score. That would be his third of the night, and now it's Lakers still scoreless. Cass City at 38 with a two-point conversion still on its way. 9:14 left in the third quarter. And now we will be in a running clock situation until Lakers can put some points on the board.
It feels like Lakers has a guy short on defense. Cass City is doing whatever they want, whatever time they want, whatever player they want to hand the ball to. And credit to that front line. They have stepped up to this challenge. And it looks like, Clark, I hope you're watching here.
Right.
They're going to attempt the extra point.
Tom Reischauer going for the extra point here. Looking for the snap at the 10-yard line. Good snap. The kick is up, and this one is blocked. As Lakers got through that line very quickly, looks like number 78, Blake Smithers, on the block for them. So the extra point is no good. So the score remains Cass City 38, Lakers nothing, with 9:14 left in the third quarter right here on the WLW Sports Network.
At Sure, one of the common questions we get is, why is this place so different, and in a good way? It could be because of our primary care clinics in Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and in the future, Bad Axe. It could be because one of our three senior living communities, or maybe one of our four pharmacies, or the fact that our ReadyCare clinic is open 362 days a year, our hospitals rated the cleanest in the state of Michigan, or that we provide school clinics for Lakers and Caseville schools. That's great and all, but that's not why. It's the people. At Sure, we care. We listen. We want to understand your needs so we can provide the best care possible. Our cast of nearly 500 Sure teammates live here in your community to take care of your community. It's really that simple. So if you want to experience what it truly means to be Sure, visit one of our many locations or go to sure.org. And if you're Sure already, thank you. It's an honor that you entrust us with your health and wellness. So say it with me. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Meanwhile, back on the ranch, Tom Reischauer, his kickoff goes into the end zone for the touchback. We see that every week. So it'll be first and 10 for the Lakers from the 20-yard line. 9:14 left in the third quarter, 38-0 Cass City.
An absolute booming kickoff by Tom Reischauer, and it does find its way into the end zone. So the Lakers will start this drive at their own 20-yard line, still looking to extend a drive and find their way into the end zone and score a touchdown for this home crowd.
It's a handoff right up the middle, and this one is broken up as soon as it's handed off, and this one's going to end up in a loss of about a yard, maybe two. Not even sure who is on the carry there. That looks like a Hunter Kaster was on the tackle. That's all we know at that point, because as soon as the ball carrier got that handoff, he was brought down. Looks like Jared Reiter.
I think Jared Reiter makes the most sense there.
Yeah,
it was a dive right up the middle. He's your fullback, and as soon as he hit that line of scrimmage, unfortunately for him, that was exactly where Hunter Kaster was, the senior defensive lineman, and he knocks him down for no gain or maybe even another loss on the play.
Zach Kretschmer on the handoff has positive yards across the 25 out to about the 27-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 8 on the play. Tackle made by Dustin Nagley for Cass City. Third down, 4 to go from the 26.
And nice run there as he's able to cut it up into that linebacking core and get a few yards. Nice vision there by the running back to get into that backfield and force the defensive backs and linebackers to make a tackle. And we're excited about that because there's been so many tackles for loss by this Cass City defense. So a nice positive run there, third down and five.
Double wing, this is a pitch out to number 20 to the right side. That'd be Logan Collison-Russell. And he has the first down. Tackle made by Hunter Kaster for Cass City. Moved the chains after a 6-yard gain for Collison Russell.
A very nice and patient run as he got to the sideline, nowhere to go. One of my favorite movies, he hits the brakes and let them fly right by. And that stutter step helps him get upfield. He dives ahead and gets the other 3 yards he needs.